to you once again, brothers and sisters, all over the world, in the name of the Most High. I want to just say, hi. It's been a little bit. I know it's been a little while. And just want to connect with you guys. I haven't had a lot of time and a lot of things. So many things are going on right now. My gosh. I've got a little window here while we're going. And first of all, I think this might be the first time I'm talking since we completed, the 20 on 20 initiative, the Human 2020 initiative. And I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody that was there, that was a part of it. Those audios are going to be something that people are going to go back through in the future and be like, okay, how much did people know? And but listen, let's give some clarification. That's not an endeavor of Human. That was an endeavor led by our Creator and us working in concert and in collaboration with the one who made it all to be part of what He was doing at such a time as this. Source, Creator, the one from which all things come, and His decisions and plans and purposes for this paradigm in which we find ourselves here. Now, that was for anybody that was close to it, and to those, especially the 3 a.m. shows with for 5-6 years with Zeph, Trish, Patrick, Kunita, brothers and sisters, Violet and John in Pakistan. You know, me doing a bunch of them from all over the world and in Sri Lanka for the last one. Okay, that was tough because in the realm of the spirit, the kind of things that took place before and after the shows, the kind of attacks that happened, the kind of things. But the main thing was when you're called by our Creator to do something, you show up, you take action. And that call comes from within, because the kingdom is within. It's not something external. It's not something heady. It's something from the realm of spirit as we create in this reality. Now, I know there's some trolls that like to... There seem to be the ones that love to email the most. I don't have time at this point for to help you deprogram. Okay? If you want truth, just go on the path of truth wholeheartedly with everything that you are, and you're going to find it. And, you know, because that's what we've done. And and whatever you get directed to do, do it. And if you, that's just it. That's what we do. And we share it along the way. But there's no points for trying to convince us. Okay? And, listen, we're so far done with the control structures of man and the old programs. We've been done with that for a long time. So this is not the place. You just save your time, you know, and refund if you're on payroll, refund whoever it is that's putting you up to these things, because they're not going to get anything out of it, and neither will you. So that said, manifestations. Okay, so now we are in 2021, and I'm just going to put a few things out there because I think you're going to need to know some stuff coming up. I know things, especially for my friends stateside, there's a lot of concerns and a lot of... I put up a couple of audios in November and alluded to some things from some talks with Barbara Marcotti, and things that were just given to us in the realm of the spirit. And I've had my questions with those. You can go back and check them if you want. I've had my own questions internally where it's like, okay, but listen, here's a learning lesson from that carrying into, because I don't feel a need to correct or justify anything, actually, because if you let things be what they are, they're going to be what they are, and you'll see the manifestations. And many times the places that people get in trouble is because they try to take a program that they've been indoctrinated into and overlay it with truth and revelation, and the two don't match. And when the truth wins out, they go into a problem or an issue because the revelation and the truth doesn't fit into the preconditioned program, which they fight tooth and nail to try to justify, and they don't even know why. But they've been indoctrinated in something. Listen, let all that stuff go. Okay? Let all of that stuff go. There's a reason that our Creator had us meeting every 20th for 20 minutes for 5-6 years. From 2015, I believe, I have to go back and check, March, April, or May, the first actual one where we actually started doing the joint shows. But there's a reason for the timing of that and for everything that was said on every 20th. Okay? There's a reason for it. And if you want to go back and check that last show, the closing show on the December, there's some important things that are in there that carry over into now what you're going to see manifesting coming up. So, listen, one of the reasons too that we even built faithmix.com rather than having it embedded in a bunch of other places, which would have been so much easier, is to give us staying power for little things like this that are now upon people. And I always want to encourage you guys, don't look for the easy road, because sometimes the easy road around the corner is a dead end. So, you know, you want to go, if the Creator shows you something, you want to complete that the way that He shows you. Just stay on it. Things will make sense as you keep going. So, right now, the things that are manifesting are going to amaze and shock the entire world. You need to unplug from all the talking heads and from all the people that are just guessing, all the people that have paid for shows that just need to put out content for eyeballs to try to get paid. All those people, listen, unplug from all of that, because that's going to be a disservice to you in this time. Go within, connect with your Creator. He will reveal to you everything you need to know for what is here and what is now upon everyone. And I say that because that's the revelations that we've received, the things that we understand, have come from going within and understanding who we are in this paradigm. That's necessary. That's the thing the enemy has always tried to keep you away from. And, you know, we have always endeavored to point people in the right direction, but you have to do it for you. It's not going to come from something external, including us. It's going to come from within when you understand who you are, and then action that without. That's going to be where you see things change and shift dramatically. So, I'm just going to leave a few things for you to ponder, but do you think that our Creator would have us coming before Him and combining together with the kingdom which is within all of us? You think you'd have us doing that like He did? This was one of the few overt things that we did, very public things that we did. Do you think that would be something that He would have us and direct us to do if it was not in line with His will, plan, and purpose? You will see manifestations coming up in this year Because our initiative now, we've completed that piece. You know, when you chop down a tree, I'll leave you with this image and this thought. When you chop down a tree, there is that point where that final cut happens. And from that final cut, there's that moment then where you back away from the tree because you know it's going to come down. Timber is on the way. That final cut happened. All right. I'm going to publish as much as I'm given liberty to do, but that final cut has happened. So now, timber. Okay. All right. Absolutely love you guys. Blessings. Keep on keeping on. Stay on the right track. And if you keep your eyes and your heart on that which is true and that which is real, you're going to be more than fine, all right? But the world is going to melt down around you. But you are on the rock, so stay on the rock. All right. Bless you guys. We'll catch up with you again sometime very, very soon. Blessings. All right, talk to you soon.